Haskell, Brother and Sister. St. Helena, California, April 16, 1907. Elder Haskell, South Lancaster, Massachusetts. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, I received your letter on Monday, April 15. I was pleased to learn where you are. I hope you will not shut yourselves away from the general work any longer than is essential. We need every worker in the field that can be secured. We consider, however, that you have done nobly. I would be pleased to have you visit Melrose and see how things are going. I am somewhat troubled about Sister Nicola. Dr. Nicola has had an influence with Brother and Sister Nicola, especially through the wife. She has the strong Byington temperament, a very useful woman on the right side, and a dangerous element on the wrong side. Dr. Cress and wife with their three children have arrived from Australia. They reached St. Helena on Sunday, April 14th. They had a very pleasant voyage. We had a pleasant visit with them yesterday. Dr. Cress is a strongly built man and seems to be in sound health. His wife is considerably worn and needs to rest and take care of herself for a time. The daughter looks a picture of health. I have not seen the two younger children. They are staying at the sanitarium. On Sunday, we leave for our long-talked-of trip to Southern California. Dr. Cress will accompany us. We would like to have them become acquainted with the sanitariums in Southern California, and he is desirous of making this visit. We are very glad to have Dr. Cress and his family in this field. As soon as this visit to the South has been made, we will hasten him on to Washington, for he is needed there. It is now daylight. I will not write you much at this time, for I need every moment of my time to get done what writing I must do before I go. I shall not attempt to do much while I am away. I am sorry that we shall not meet you in Southern California. There is a decided work to be done in that part of the field. It is my earnest desire that a wholesome influence shall be exerted by the workers who labor there. I pray that the Lord will work mightily, that everything may be set in order. In a letter just received, I learn that Dr. Ross has gone to the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. I believe that he and his wife will do a good work there. Dr. Kellogg had no use for Dr. Ross. He would not sign his documents, and stories about him have been circulated that have hurt his influence. But I believe that Dr. Ross will make a good physician for the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, and I am glad that he is there. We were in desperate need of a physician for that place, and now that burden is taken from my mind. I praise the Lord daily for His goodness and mercy and loving kindness. Let us encourage gratitude in our hearts that He spares our lives to work for Him.